disintegrated and rotted up there, but I have two or three pieces of iron now that come out of that old ground hole thrasher. Mm-hmm. And you couldn't find anyone now that would know what that was or what it come out of. But myself, I know what it did. I've got two or three pieces of them laying somewhere around
the place. I'm as old as you are, and I never heard of a ground hole thrasher.
I don't doubt that at all, but the ground clay had the ground hole thrasher.
These slaves had them.
And I've got the pieces. These pieces were put in a big wooden drum, and they're more or less a teeth. And they're flat on one side and had kind of an eye shape to them. And they were put in this large block of wood, and they purled in that and tore this wheat up and thrashed this grain out. And I guess the heavy part of the iron part of it probably been sold for scrap iron. But these pieces, I picked them up and got this, I believe it's the shed up here. And that's what they are. They're about 4.5 inches long. And they're flat on one and square on the other, and they're driven here, and that's what they use as a ground hole thrasher. That's the first wheat thrashers that come in here. They call them ground hole thrashers and mule power. So they just kept improving, and then they got the thrasher that they could pull with a steam engine, and they used these traction engines and come through. And when I was about 10 or 12 years old on up, they'd make rounds, you know, people grew wheat. But the people finally just quit growing wheat in here. They dropped cotton off. They raised cotton in here for a long time. When the old Pinewood cotton mills were running over there, the people grew cotton. Well, the Pinewood mills went down, you see, and then they quit raising cotton around here close. And that is the thing that passed. They raised just wheat and oats. And they finally got away from that. And everybody raised peanuts in here then when I was growing up in the year. It was peanuts was a money crop. Mm-hmm. Put out a few acres in peanuts, and that was your money crop for the little farmer. And everybody tried to make enough sorghum molasses to run them through to save them one year to the next. Mm-hmm. And now then, there's not a peanut growing in this area that I know of. There's not been a gallon of sorghum molasses made in about 5 years, and I made them. Made them by myself. I couldn't get nobody to help me, and I've always heard it said that one person couldn't make sorghum molasses, but I did. I made some myself and eat them myself.
Had to. Nobody else would eat them.
Well, anyway, I made the sorghum and I ate the sorghum. But I made them, and I have the mill, but I don't know. Will I ever make any more or not? It's just one of them things. If I had help, I'd plant some sorghum and make them. They're worth something now. When peanuts got 20 and 25 cents a pound, the people quit raising. We used to get 2.5 and 3 cents and 4 cents a pound for peanuts in here when I raised them. When we first married and went to housekeeping, we raised peanuts for a long time, a few, never raised too many, but much as 8-10 acres a time or two, but usually just 3 or 4 acres of peanuts, you know. And they got the sorghum molasses, $4 a gallon now. Why, you don't make no sorghum molasses. Mm-hmm. People don't fool
you
with
it. You still get 50 cents
a gallon. That's about the going price for them. Mm-hmm. And as my daughter said yesterday, she come in here, we run the sorghum mill here from the last days of August, come on to killing frost, hard freezing. They hold it all the way around and haul it in there, and I'd make it on the sherry, you see, make my own and make for the public, you see. Get a third,
well,
I charge a third.
All the kids can tell about the sorghum mill, and they all worked at it.
I'd get a third for making what the other fella hauled in.
Cook and carry the lunches back there.
But that year has passed. The sorghum, the peanuts, the ground slide eerie. I still have the ground slide. Sorghum mill. The school is all tore out. The school is all gone. You know, they moved them all out. Modern transportation. You cut back just about as far back in the hills of Hickman County as you could have got to find anybody to converse with. It's about 2 miles to the Uncas County line.
Nobody could talk anymore.